I understand, Daddy. Is she all settled in? Okay, she's all unpacked. Everything is in her closet, and she's got all of her outfits and anything that she could possibly need. Her toys? Her trainers? Shoes? Sleepwear? Okay. You're the best, Daddy. I should have known that you would take care of all of that for her before she got here. Okay, perfect. Her suite is connected to mine. Okay. Well, I guess it's time to find out.
She's beautiful, Daddy. Can I get better acquainted with her while you go out to the store? Thank you, Daddy. Please, close the door on your way out. Hi. My name's Val. I'm one of Daddy's toys. Oh, I've been Daddy's toy for a very, very long time. And, well, it's been a while since we got a new one. And I just love shiny new toys. I love playing with all of our other ones, but, well, when there's a new one, it's always more exciting. Because, well, the training's got to start, and I really do enjoy the training. Well, thank you. I really appreciate that you think I'm pretty. I think you're very pretty, too. You have just the sweetest little figure I've ever seen. Oh, it's okay. No, all of the toys look different. They don't all look like me. No, you're in the right place. Don't worry, you're gonna fit in. Just because I'm tall and voluptuous and I have big breasts and thick thighs and a nice thick ass doesn't mean that your beautiful little petite figure isn't going to be appreciated around here. Well, that's how Daddy likes his sissies to be. Well, Daddy says that a sweet little sissy slut can never be as big and beautiful as a real girl, but that you're perfect just the way that you are. You don't have to be big. That's why Daddy likes you, because you're so frail and so easy to break. No, I think your little pink nipples are lovely. I know they're a little bit different than my big brown ones, but yours are so cute. They just make me want to pinch them. Oh, there you go. They're so small. They're so small in my fingers. I can just tweak them. It's so good. Just tweak them to the side like this and just pull on this one. Well, I can definitely see why Daddy picked you now. You make such pretty little whimpers. Oh, you're gonna fit right in. You're so expressive and responsive when I tweak your nipple just like that. Oh, and what's that? Is that your little clitty rubbing up against your pretty panties? It's very leaky. Of course, I understand. Being dressed up like Daddy's pretty girl and having your makeup done and your hair done, you just feel almost overwhelmed by the sense of being owned by Daddy and being made into his little slut, don't you? Trust me, it's very normal. It's how all of us felt, and well, we all still feel like that. It's an honor to be part of Daddy's toy box, and, well, we're going to make sure that you fit in just fine. And I'm going to be here to help you every step of the way. And we can become best friends, and we can do each other's hair and makeup, and we can pick outfits for each other that Daddy's going to like the most. And I'm going to teach you everything you need to know to please Daddy. Okay? Well, I think you can definitely please Daddy. Obviously, he chose you for a reason, and there's always a way to improve and get better and learn exactly what Daddy wants and likes. And that is what I am here for. Since I am Daddy's favorite and I have been here for the longest time and I have trained all the other girls like me and like you, well, I'm the perfect person for you to learn the ropes from, or so to speak. Oh, yeah. Well, I think I have an idea how we can get started with that, if you want to. Perfect. I love an enthusiastic new little sister toy. Okay, so it's perfectly normal for you to look at me and be excited about my body and about me and be attracted to me like you would if you were a boy. That's fine. It's normal. It's how everybody starts off, and there's no problem with that. There's no shame in it, okay? Just accept it and just feel it and enjoy it, because all of us here are attracted to each other, and of course, we are completely in lust with Daddy. But you are going to have to learn how to let go of that, okay? First, it's also okay for your clitty to be very hard. It happens, and it takes a lot of training for Daddy to break your clitty and for you to be able to drip and come like a good girl like the rest of us without your clitty getting so hard, okay? That's fine. Don't feel bad about that either. And it's going to take time and it's going to take a lot of patience, but luckily we have all the time in the world because Daddy takes care of all of us and we don't have to worry about anything other than being good girls for Daddy and finding new, exciting, fun ways to please him and earn his cum. I see that beautiful smile. Yeah. No. Oh, there's nothing to be nervous about, sweetheart. All of us are really nice, and we really all just want to be friends and sisters and work together so that we can all be one fun little toy collection for Daddy. Okay. Well, we're not going to get into the breaking part because that's just going to take a long time. But I wanted to see where you are in your level of obedience and just how good of a girl you are already so that we can have a base level and then work up from that, okay? Okay, so I will tell you, Daddy has ordered me and has given me permission to do this. I am allowed to order you to come, and if you agree, I am allowed to use your body in any way that you have agreed that Daddy can use your body. Okay? Okay, perfect. Okay, well, so the first thing I'm going to do is test out and see your endurance, okay? We are expected to be prepared and ready to be taken by Daddy at any moment, and we are also expected to be really needy, horny little sluts, but we do have limitations on when we can and cannot come. And of course, Daddy will train you eventually on when he orders you to come or not. But I just want to see in a base level of how much you can endure before you are really close to your edge, okay? Now, spread your pretty little legs apart for me. And just lie back. Get comfortable. Now, I'm going to get on top of you like this and straddle you. And I am just going to give you sweet little kisses. Down your neck. Your clavicle. Down to your pretty little nipples. And I'm just gonna take one in my mouth. I feel you humping up against me. Good girl. Oh, I'm such a needy little slut already. And my tongue hasn't even gotten to where I know it's going to do the most damage. I'm just going to bite nice and gently. Suckle your little nipple into my mouth. That's nice, isn't it? No, when you're rubbing your little clitty against me, and it's so very hard. Eventually, you're gonna have to dispense with that, and you won't be able to get so hard and firm. Eventually, you will be drippy like me. Like you're feeling right now. I'll be able to feel your soft, sweet little drippiness through your panties, like you're feeling my wet juices through mine. And remember, everything you do is to please Daddy, okay? I'm doing this. You can't think of how my pussy feels against you. You can't think about how much you want to fuck me if you were a boy like Daddy. Man like Daddy. You have to think about pleasing Daddy by doing this. Because you are a sweet little sissy slut. And Daddy has ordered you to rub your little cunny against my wet pussy for his pleasure and his entertainment. Do you understand, little slut? Yes? Good girl. You're gonna be a quick study. Very easy to teach. No, no. You can't grab my hips like that. I know that it's unnatural to you, because I'm sure you've been doing it all your life to the pretty girls who grind themselves against you. But remember, you are Daddy's little slut. And I am going to take these hands and pin them over your head, so that you don't get tempted. Yeah, just grind your clit against my cunt like that. Good girl. I'm sure Daddy's gonna love it. When his sweet little sissy slut rubs her little clit against his cock. Oh, his thick, manly daddy cock next to your soft, pathetic, dripping little sissy clitty. Major clitty throbbed in it. Don't lie about it, switch. I can tell you're gonna be such a good girl for daddy. I can tell you like having your hands pinned over your head like that. Part of it is so exciting to you. Is it that I'm bigger than you and stronger than you and that you like to be handled like this by those that are able to take advantage of you? Or is it the inability to move and use your hands and touch what you want to touch? I can tell you enjoy this tripping very much. I can see rubbing our little cunnies together through our panties has excited you, sweet little slut. All of that pretty little oozing liquid from your little clitties spilling up out of your panties with your clitty. Yes. Tell me, little slut, are you ready to be a good girl for daddy? Are you ready to let go of every thought that you have in that pretty little head of yours and become daddy's pretty little sweet sissy, just following all of daddy's orders and giving yourself to him completely? Are you ready for that? You ready to set aside that need to bring your hands up and roughly cup my tits? I can see you're staring at them, little slut. I can see you're staring at them and you want to touch them. You want to lick them. You want to suck them. You want to bite them into your pretty pink lips. Admit, slut. You do, don't you? Yes. That's an honest girl. That's a good girl. And eventually it's gonna be fine. You're still gonna feel that. But you're gonna feel it as a secondary need. And the first need you're gonna have is to fulfill all of daddy's needs and to be a little cock sleeve for daddy. For daddy to use your sweet sissy cunny. Little slut. Are you excited about real woman's tits? Are you excited by the body of a real woman? There you go. Twitching again. Little slut. Your clitty is so much fun to play with. I almost don't want to get off. I almost want to rub my pussy and rub my clit against your little clitty all night long. It feels so good against mine. We're both so wet. I can't. I can't because I know you're close. I can feel your legs shaking, little slut. We can't have that now, can we? No. No. You can't. You can't have anything that reminds you of your old life. There's nothing that you can keep that reminds you of who you were or what you liked. No, because you are now entirely devoted to Daddy and entirely devoted to serving cock. And if you enjoy pussies and tits and any girly thing, that's just because you're a sweet little lesbian slut. But your main focus is serving cock and serving Daddy's cock. So you see, sweet little slut, I can't let you come like that, as much as I know you wanted to, and as disappointed as I can see the look in your eyes. You're pouting those beautiful lips so sweetly. It just makes me want to kiss them. Makes me want to kiss you and taste you. Now you're grinding that little clitty against my leg. You naughty little girl. Now, what I really, really want to see is how much of a desperate little fuck slut you really are, and how well you're gonna do as one of Daddy's little cock sleeves. So, I unfortunately have not been given permission yet to use all of my accessories and extensions that I use to train all the other sluts with, because Daddy wants the only cock inside you to be his. And, well, even if it's a silicone or rubber or plastic, he doesn't want you to feel that yet. He wants you to become completely and entirely dependent and desperate for his cock and his cock only. So, I'm just gonna have to use my fingers to test out the potential of your sweet, delicious little fuckhole for Daddy. Now, let me get down here between your legs. So smooth and so small, so skinny. So different from my thick and developed calves and muscular thighs, and I love the difference. And Daddy loves the difference too, little slut. Daddy loves the variety that he has in all of his toys, from thick to fit to skinny and tiny. Everything in between, average. Everything is delicious, and he wants it all. He wants us all so very badly, because we are such good, obedient girls and such good toys for him. Now, you're going to be a good toy for him too. And I can tell, because I just have to slide these panties to the side. Take a look at your sweet, tight little hole. I know this is going to please Daddy very much. The sounds you make. Those delicious sounds as I flick my tongue all over your little hole. I swirl my tongue around. I push my tongue inside. I got you to buck up into my tongue. Mm-hmm. You like that? You like it when I tongue fuck you and your tight little sissy hole? His hole's gonna belong to daddy. And he's gonna take it whenever he fucking wants. Good girl. Good girl. Don't touch your little cruddy. Don't rub it. Just feel this. Enjoy. Being fucked in your tight little hole by a warm, wet tongue. And now look at me. I want you to look at me, sweet little slut. I want you to look at me. And I want you to feel all my fingers go nice and deep into this tight little hole of yours. Why that look in your eyes is just so crazed with need. So desperate. So needing to be filled. Do you need me to go harder? Do you need me to fuck your little tight hole harder? Oh, it's gonna feel so good when daddy does it with his thick cock. It's gonna be even better than anything I can do with my two fingers. Are you imagining? It's gonna be like when daddy takes your sweet little sissy cunny. Yeah, when he fills it up. Yes. When he comes inside it. Good girl. Good girl, fucking yourself down onto my fingers. Now, I'm gonna stop pumping my fingers in and out of you, and you are gonna fuck yourself down onto them, okay? Good girl. Oh, good girl. It's pretty fast enough. Is that how this sweet little sissy likes it? Fast and rough and... deliciously torturing not to rub your very purple, drippy little clitty right now. No, no, it's not the right moment for that, because you are gonna come fucking yourself onto my fingers. No, you heard me. You are only going to be allowed to come right now if you keep fucking that sweet little sissy hole into my fingers harder. And you can't rub your little clitty. All you can do is let yourself go. Let yourself embrace it and come fucking my fingers. Do you think you can do that for me? You think you can do that for me? You're gonna have to do it for daddy eventually. So why not start now? Good, 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 good. Moan and whimper and dig your fingernails into the bed. Yes, good girl. Let it out, let it out. Scream if you have to. Come on, you're so close. I can see your sweet little sissy balls tightening. Come on, you can do this. You can do this. Come on. Oh, let go. Let go as you fuck into my fingers. Good. Good. Oh, good girl. Good, good girl. Here, let me fuck my fingers into you while you ride that orgasm out. Yes. Good girl. Very good girl. Sweet little hands free come. Very, very good girl. Daddy is gonna be very pleased. Now, I'm gonna need you to just relax and get cleaned up, and we will wait for Daddy to come back from the store and give him the good news. I like you a lot. I'm glad that you're going to be my new sister.